I think that one of the things that we do not do enough of is help our children explore their own goals and set their own goals and what they want and what they need to accomplish. And so if they're saying, well, my kids drink and make fun of me, I would just go, well, what do you want in your life? What do you want your life to look like? What do you think happens when people drink? What do you think happens when they don't? But first of all, they have to be able to set the goals. How do they feel about college? And what do they need to do if they want to get into college? What do they want to do before then? Do you want to have a minimum wage job all your life, or would you like to study for something else? You know, what do you want for your life? And I'm going to say it again. I don't think we do enough of this with our kids, helping them really explore. Because the other part I didn't tell you of that story with my daughter, after she decided, okay, I'm not going to do it, wouldn't you think I would leave well enough alone? But I didn't. I went on to say to her, I can see that you're really good about thinking through what works for you in your life. And I want you to know, and this is why we have a good relationship, I want you to know that if you should be out with somebody, out in a party, and you decide to try it, I have faith in you that you'll figure out what works for you and what doesn't work for you. And if you ever need to call me, you can call me, because you're not ever going to get scolded for what you've done. Because I wanted her to know, because I know that kids are going to get out there and they're going to experiment and they're going to try. It's everywhere. So what our job is to prepare them to think through the consequences of their choices. And if we are always telling them what to do and what not to do, they haven't learned thinking skills, they haven't set goals for themselves, they're more into just rebelling or going along where they can feel belonging and significance if they can't feel it in our homes. So that's all the more reason why we need to create that kind of a atmosphere in our homes.